Oh, look, we're absolutely thrilled. Our Ireland final is a hard one. We saw that last Sunday. And I think there was no different today. We had a bit of a sluggish start, but in fairness, a couple of good saves from Lauren kept us in it. It would have been a killer blow there at the start to give away a goal on the throw-in. And I think we responded very well and kicked some great scores. Like, you know, like Gillian got one off our left and Roisin got one off our left. And I thought, you know, we got a couple of good turnovers up the field. Dig, I think, got in for a goal and, you know, we were straight up the field and we got a point out of it. And then we got a look. People might say it's fortuitous, but I think it was a class finish from Ash Mack. Like, you know, that she, you know, saw the opportunity and went for it. And a lot of girls won't go for those things, but, you know, I thought she was excellent today. She's fully deserving of her player of the match. There's plenty more of them out there just as good, but, you know, came in at half time. We were very happy, like, but just very aware that, you know, we've been in at Leeds at half time and we haven't finished games off. And, you know, But I thought, you know, we settled. We went score for score in the second half. And that was the important thing. If they got a score, we got a score back. And in fairness, when we were getting a couple ahead, they responded to it as well. But, you know, some immense defensive performances there at the back, like Samantha Lambert, Siobhan Conlon. You know, Jennifer Grant was unbelievable, a sweeper. Like, you know, asked to do, you know, I know, probably not a nice role, but she was unreal at it, like, you know. And even like the last ball, like Laura Dillon, young girl, like, who wasn't anywhere near the team, you know, a couple of months ago, but has worked so hard to get on it, like, you know. And like she won a great ball off the crossbar and was fouled, and like that was, you know, that's kind of we asked them to put their bodies in the line before the game, not be worried about getting injured and things like that. And in fairness, they were just unreal. Like, and you know, I'm very proud of them. Like, to go unbeaten all season is incredible achievement.
Shane, you mentioned, like, no team will win with, you know, when everyone isn't performing. They all perform, but Aisling Mack had a fantastic
game. Look, she was excellent, and like by her own admission, like she was unbelievable in the quarter final, and I suppose she just didn't have her greatest day. The last day, but you know, and like, to be honest, like 4 days after the semi-final, Aisling Mack got a very bad injury, like, and did no contact until last weekend, like, and I think the performance she put in there and took the hits and the leadership she showed, she was excellent, you know. And you know, I don't like singing it out him, but I, you know, in fairness to her, she was asked to play a role she's probably not used to playing in midfield in the last three games, and wasn't great the last time, she knows that. But I thought today, like in the big day, she was just unreal, and to take those hits with a seriously bad shoulder, you know, if there was any other game, she wasn't playing, like, and Ronan has worked incredibly hard on it, but he said like she had a 60-40 chance of playing, like, so I think, you know, and she got two whacks out there and got up, there was no way she was coming off, like, you know. And you know, and Maloney the same for the semi-final, she shouldn't have been playing either, I suppose, lads. And that's the kind of the way they are, like, they're great grit, like, and you know, I've seen that all the way up along with them in school and things like that. They're, and like today, like, and things weren't going right for Aisling Maloney today either, like, but I thought her interception there at the very end of the first half, she ran back and punched the ball away, like, when things weren't going right for her, and I think she kept going, and second half she kept it very simple, got a great point there, and you know, look, a leader again, like, you know, we were full of leaders today, and that was the big thing. We needed leaders all over the field, and I think, you know, all the players stepped up to that, in fairness to them.
Yeah, where do you think the winning of the game was?
I think our defence was outstanding. You know, we forced Tyrone to shoot from outside, and you know, I think Jennifer did a great job there sweeping and things like that. And I suppose we took our chances there at crucial times, you know, and we showed a great composure, I think, as well. And like, that was the big thing, I suppose. They lost big games last year, and like, that's not any reflection on previous management like that. But the players themselves had to sort it out. They crossed the white line. I think they've shown great composure in all the big games this year, in the league final, replay, especially when we're down to 12 players. 10 points down in the Munster final, we came back and won it. You know, could have thrown away a game against Wexford, did it. Again against Meath. Again, we panicked, but in the last two or three minutes, great composure out there today to win dirty ball, and you know, a composure at the right times, and that's what marks out the teams who win All-Irelands and teams who don't win All-Ireland, and that's the sad, you know, and that's the harsh reality of it, that composure wins you the game, and I think we were a more composed team today.
You touched on it when you took over the team, that you were just off the league and just off the championship. You've corrected those, I suppose, with the double now.
Yeah, look, they were very close last year. You know, we the raw material we were coming into work with was excellent. You know, in fairness to Jerry and the lads last year, did a super job. And, you know, they were kicking the ball away from it. So, you know, we just had to tweak a few things and I suppose get inside their heads. And I think the experience of Lane Hart and all brought in there and myself and like Alan is top class, like, and Tony Smith is such a calming influence on everybody. I think that everybody blended in very well together and we were able to get inside people's heads and, you know, dovetail in and out of training sessions. They were all very happy with the training and we were able to get inside their heads. We're different characters, the four management, and you know, we were able to deal with the different characters. And I think that's very important as a manager. You've got to be able to deal with different types of characters. I think that was the big thing. We changed our mentality about things. That the big thing today, the last thing I put up on the board on Friday night was we play to win, we don't play not to lose. Like, and I think that was a big sign. We drove on today, like, and we defended when we had to defend, and we attacked when it was appropriate. So look, we're thrilled.